God has not changed, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I serve a God who changes not.
I serve a God who changes not.
I serve a God who changes not.
I serve a God who changes not. Yesterday, today, and forever. I serve a God who changes not. Yesterday, today, and forever. I serve a God who changes not.
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 I serve a God who changes not. Yesterday, today, and forever. I serve a God who changes not. Yesterday, today, and forever. I serve a God who changes not.
We serve a God who changes not.
We serve a God who changes not. Yesterday, today, and forever. We serve a God who changes not. Yesterday, today, and forever. We serve a God who changes not.
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 We serve a God who changes not. Yesterday, today, and forever. We serve a God who changes not. Yesterday, today, and forever. We serve a God who changes not.
We live in a changing world. People change. Seasons change. They come and go. Today they are here, but tomorrow they are no more. But we have a God who does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is too faithful to fail us. He cannot disappoint us, because he is the God of all the universe. So if you have been disappointed by people, trust God, because he changes not.
Oh Lord Jesus, you are the same.
Oh Lord Jesus, you are the same.
Yesterday, today, and forever. Oh Lord Jesus, you are the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Oh Lord Jesus, you are the same.
My Lord Jesus, you are the same.
My Lord Jesus, you are the same.
Jesus, you are the same.
My Lord Jesus, you are the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. My Lord Jesus, you are the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. My Lord Jesus, you are the same.
The world sometimes can be rough for many of us. People disappoint us all the time. And you could be there and you've been so disappointed. But like we're saying, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. And Jesus is the same. He's the answer for the world today. I want to encourage you, if life has been hard and mean to you, look unto Jesus, because he's the answer and he can set you free.
I serve a God who is able.
I serve a God who is able.
I serve a God who is able.
I serve a God who is able to do much more than I can ask or think. I serve a God who is able to do much more.
disabled, Paul says, our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that you can ask or think. So we are limited in our asking and in our thinking. And because a God we serve does not change, we can trust Him to see us through every challenge. So my brother and my sister, I don't know what you're going through, but trust the Lord. If someone has disappointed you, if your friends have changed, if your parents have changed, come to Jesus. Don't be limited. You can ask Him more than you can ever imagine, and He can do it, because He's a faithful God. He's a God who cares about you, concerned about your situation. So don't fear to call upon Him, because He says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you also call on Him. Call on Him to see you through. Call on Him to rescue you. Call on Him to save you, to heal you, to deliver you from every situation. Our God does not change, and our God cares about us. May the Lord bless you.